Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. We received the following submission in regards to recent government spending. Governments must stress weaknesses and not just achievements. Ontario's government has spent millions of dollars on advertisement promoting their policies with self-gratulation everywhere to be heard and seen. I believe this government is misdirecting the public away from the possible future financial crisis to come, where money will be very tight and services will become more difficult to find. Doug Ford and the Queen's Park Conservative Club have given close to $57 billion to establish electric vehicle plants in Ontario, placing emphasis upon EV battery plants. Thousands of jobs are going to be created, says the Premier. The problem many have with these pronouncements is what obligation does Ontario have to the EV consortium and its gang of lawyers? With absolutely no transparency, and therefore no accountability, these progressive conservatives are signing away Ontario's generational future, giving much to these private corporations, but getting little in return. The Auditor General should be at the door of Queen's Park demanding to see the government corporation documents and agreements that probably lock Ontario into some complicated agreements. The agreements hidden from view could allow these corporations the ability to empty accounts with Ontario's investments and then run, closing the plants in due course. We do not know. Has corruption happened? Are these corporations legally required to stay in Ontario, grow in Ontario in the near or distant future? How have the billions been invested, where and when? To whom has it been given? Are the funds allowed to leave the province? Have the Fordites benefited financially in any way from this investment? Who has their hands in the pot? The PCs accused Kathleen Wynne's government of being secretive and socially welfare-bound, but it seems the Ford Conservatives have eclipsed the Liberals in their ability to be secretive, manipulative and international shrewd. Ontario's agencies and ministers all have their hands out searching for investment from anyone. We have seen rampant land speculation gobbling up properties where future provincial projects are to be established. CAT has been out of the bag for some time now. How can Ontarians trust a government that is not straightforward in their plans, actions and acquisitions? Ford appears to be trustworthy, indeed. Let's make sure of that. Stephen Kazab, Bradford.